God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. High anxiety is a pretty good description of the way so many people seem to be living today. I personally am aware of a number of people, a number of friends, who just are stressed. They are anxious. They are stretched between their ability and their responsibilities. And there are a number of factors that can come into play with that. But as you look at Joshua chapters 1 and 2, you find that courage and fear are watchwords of the entire narrative here. In chapter 2, when Joshua sent spies to spy out Jericho, and they were subsequently protected by Rahab the harlot, the Bible says in verse 9, she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. She uses that idea of fear a couple more times in the words that follow. When the spies come back to Joshua, they say, God has definitely given us this land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint, they do fear because of us. Now, I want to tell you something. Both courage and fear were warranted in the story of Israel going into Canaan. What we've read in chapter 2 is the cause for fear. To those who resist God Almighty, His presence is the source of terror. As verse 9 reminds us, He is the God of heaven and earth. Verses 9 and 11 remind us that He's not just the God of heaven, He's also the God of earth. And what Rahab was saying is, we know, we've heard. The same God that had brought Israel out of Egypt was bringing them into Canaan. And so here's Rahab. She's in the wrong place at the wrong time. She's in Jericho. She's in the wrong profession. The Bible calls her a harlot. But she made the right choice, the God of Israel. Hebrews 11 strikingly talks about how Israel came into Jericho by faith. And then it says, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you were born or where you were born, what condition into which you were born. None of these things were things Rahab could have had power over. The thing she did have power over, that is her life, her trajectory, her faith, it changed. And so those who resist God, God's presence is indeed a cause, a valid cause for fear. On the other hand, as Rahab illustrates, to those who follow God, His presence is the source of courage. God dealt graciously with Rahab. In fact, she is in the line of the Lord Jesus. What grace, what forgiveness that God would respond to a woman like Rahab. In Joshua chapter 1, on the other hand, you don't find someone expressing fear, you find God expressing courage. In Joshua 1, verse 5, God says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. That is a matter of lack of ability, or forsake thee. That's a matter of lack of integrity. Be strong and of a good courage. And He says this numerous times to Joshua. So in new times, coming into a new land with a new leader, Joshua, not Moses, the children of Israel were said to not fear, have courage, don't be dismayed, because the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. So God's presence, in fact, God's character, God's presence is good cause for both courage and fear. Which do you have today, courage or fear? And to explore that question, in what relationship do you find yourself with God? If you're not in the right relationship with God, you have the power of choice. You can change that today by God's grace. If you're doing what you ought to do, it doesn't matter if there's a new land, a new leader, new times, you can pillow your head at night with courage, not fear, with strength and not dismay, because God's presence is with you.